Podcast Ranger.
Welcome one and all to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
What's that, Darth Vader? You want me to kill Gar? Wow, I've used that joke way too much now.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
yes, you have.
Yeah, it's like how I overdid.
What's that, frozen bag of peas? You want me to kill Gar?
Okay, first off, that's my frozen bag of peas.
No, it's mine, because it's on my knee, so... Fuck you.
Let the record show that Lane has an exorbitant amount of green penis on his knee.
Green
peas. That's right, I reused the joke from the guys, critic. Come at me.
Guys, I'm hearing voices, but there's only three of us in the room.
Oh, so I sent Raven and Emily into the negative zone, so they're contacting
the ghost zone?
No, the negative zone. That's where General Zod and his minions were sent.
Oh, okay.
The Phantom Zone?
That's it. Phantom Zone! Not the Ghost Zone. This is dang Phantom, motherfucker!
I'm gonna whip this fucking Pepsi.
Anyways, say hi, Redcaster and Dreamcaster.
Hey, hello. I'm joining over the internet today.
I'm joining from...
How about we start by each of you explaining...
I wanted to come up with something better, but...
Well, how about we start by each of you explaining why you're not in this room at this moment?
I'm pretty sure you told everybody last week that I'm a father now, so I've kind of got shit to do.
Oh, yeah. I'm busy taking care of a life!
I'm too busy for your fucking podcast!
I'm too busy to talk about people in fucking spandex. I need to talk about this baby that's covered in diapers.
Wrapped in spandex.
Wrapped in spandex. Evan, can we wrap up the baby in spandex?
Not yet!
No, not yet.
Oh, we can't do baby's first Sentai suit.
We gotta get her ready for Halloween.
Power Ranger onesie, let's do it.
Oh god, a baby Ranger Kigu?
Yep.
That probably exists.
Oh,
it probably does. But anyways.
And Emily, you are hopping on a plane next week, so you've got preparations to make.
Yep, I have a bunch of things I have to do before I go to a wedding in Orlando.
She's leaving on an airplane. I'm done.
I don't even know what that was from.
That was a song.
Down in Orlando.
Rains down in Orlando.
I was doing an impression of you singing a song.
I made it work.
Orlando.
Sorry, what was that?
I was doing an impression of you singing a song.
Okay, let's jump into the news.
To the news.
This first news is completely unrelated, but being Bluecaster, I had to talk about it. The first new pigment of blue in 200 years has been discovered.
What's color blue is it?
Whoa.
It's being called Yin Min Blue.
Wait.
Maz Subramanian, a chemist and Oregon State University professor, became known in 2009 when his lab discovered the first new blue pigment in 200 years. And now it is being turned into a crayon by Crayola, which is why this is a new story now.
It literally does not look like any other shade of blue.
Ichi?
I like this shade of blue.
Before we go on,
uh-huh.
Did you give the news stories to Emily and Raven?
I absolutely did not.
I mean, there's that.
Hold on.
You say that, but I can actually... I'm currently in the process of pulling up the notes.
So. I was like, I'll... Let me Facebook
well,
to
I guess,
real quick.
I guess Bluecaster is now Yin Min Bluecaster.
It's my new super form.
It's the
you're doing a roll call specifically for that.
No, it's
just saying.
It's your metallic colors.
The first new form in 200 years. Yin Min Bluecaster.
Next Sentai. Yin Min Blue.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Just like all the news stories. Fuck.
Oh yeah.
Don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Where are the news stories?
I put them in the Cast Ranger chat.
Jim Leahy.
You mean the one on Facebook?
Yes. Because I've tried putting them all through Discord and I can't fit that much text in one Discord message.
Wait, what was that Facebook message? Go back. Say what you will about...
Batman Forever, Jim Carrey's flamboyant Riddler's hip thrust gives me a joygasm.
That's one of my friends on Facebook.
Because he says joygasm in the movie. Okay, anyways, yay, Yin Min Blue. Who cares?
New blue. Awesome.
Oh my.
Guys, there's a new blue color. Isn't that great or what?
I will throw this Mr. Big at
you. And I will throw this bag of peas right at your head.
Hey, that is my bag of peas.
It's my bag of peas!
I don't need any penis in my head. Next
story.
Superhero Tyson is coming to Blu-ray and DVD.
It's Cho Superhero Tyson.
Oh, Choi.
Especially since we watched the Raw of the Pac-Man movie and it was alright.
Kamen Rider and Super Sentai Cho Superhero Tyson will be released on Blu-ray and DVD with standard and collector's packs editions on August 9th. The collector pack will include a bonus disc that includes special features like making of, event footage, TV spots, data file, and poster gallery, as well as limited production sleeves. The collector pack will sell for 700-800 yen base price, for the Blu-ray, and the DVD one is 6,800 yen. The standard versions will be 4,700 for Blu-ray and 3,700 for DVD.
You want also might be coming out in August?
The X-Aid movie.
Well, besides that, Shin Godzilla on Blu-ray and DVD over here in Canada and America.
Blu-ray.
And this is my response.
Sorry, what was that, Emily?
I'm surprised it hasn't been released on Blu-ray over here.
Alright. Next. Speaking of movies, the taglines for the X-Aid and Q-Ranger summer movies have been put up.
Oh, fuck. That's a cool picture, though.
Yeah, the artwork is pretty nice.
Could be a bit better.
So, for X-Aid the movie, the film's tagline is Great Doctor Battle, Power Up the Ultimate. Whereas Q-Ranger's movie tagline is All Stars Shining in the Large Universe.
Dragon Ball Tournament.
Both movies will premiere on August 5th.
You have to collect the 7 games to make a wish.
We got to find them all.
Gotta find those gadgets.
Sorry, Emily?
Wasn't that already the plot of Ghost? Collect all the gimmick items and make a wish?
Yeah.
I mean, that was also kind of the plot of X-Aid. Collect and beat all the games.
Actually, you want to know the funniest fact that I... Okay, you know how I was watching Gekiranger last week?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a line from the main villain from that show, and he says, I am not the god of destruction. Then there's the Roger, where Azalt is the god of destruction.
Yeah.
It's like,
continuity.
It's almost like being a god of destruction is a trope.
It must be from one of the universes Zamasu destroyed.
Anyways, next.
It's blue.
Yeah, and this is the page loads.
Oh, there it is.
Spy shot showing possible revival return of Kamen Rider Laser.
Makes you so happy.
So, looking real close at this shot, some people assumed that this was X-Aid Bike Action Gamer that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
But the coloring's all wrong.
But if you pay attention, there are some noticeable differences. For one, he's got X-Aid and Genmu shoulders, but colored yellow instead of the, you know, the HP armor shoulders that... Laser has. Secondly, looking at the pants area of the suit, it looks like Genmu's undersuit.
Yeah.
So this could possibly be a humanoid Laser level 2.
Actually, in the preview for the next episode, we do see Dan holding the box of Bike Gachette. So this could be Dan using the box.
Yeah, this could be Genmu.
Genmu uses Curious Powers. That'd be so fucking hilarious.
That's really fucked up.
That would hit a point where everybody would be like, not cool, dude.
Oh, I'd be totally fine with that, and it'd be more of a reason to keep my Boxo bike.
What were you saying, Emily?
He already had done so to rub it in when he used the Gashcon Sparrow.
Yeah,
but that was Giri-Giri.
That's
Chambra
when he had Giri-Giri Chambra. So
yeah,
this is
Boxo Bike.
I guess now Emu gives him Boxo Bike. It's like,
or he takes it.
Boxo Bike.
So we're gonna see what happens next. The man who played our everyone's favorite betrayer, Michi, Mahiro Takasugi.
Whoa! Holy shit!
Is getting a second photo book and a handshake event.
Just slot the Sengoku driver on him. Gun, gun,
wait.
Piss off everyone.
Wait, a handshake event?
Yeah.
So what? So, yeah. All you can do is just shake his hand, nothing else?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you line up to shake his hand.
That's so dumb!
That's a thing.
This is a pretty common thing with some people in Japan.
Oh my god. But like here, we can just... When we meet a celebrity, we can go up to them, talk to them for a couple minutes, shake their hand, take a picture, and then leave.
Lane, what? Japan is filled with germaphobes.
Yeah, I suppose.
This
they do wear masks all the time.
This is like an idol culture.
Now you think about masks. Masked rider.
So if anyone who lives in Japan still feels bitter about Michi betraying the human race, now's your chance to infect him.
No, just go up. Just go up to the guy.
Bugster virus.
Oh!
No, just go up to him. Just psych.
give him bang-bang shooting disease.
No, just slap him across the face. Sorry, that was for Gun.
That was for America.
Yeah, that was for America.
Just go up to him. You should have died in Gaim. Fucking bastard.
Wait, you found the alternate ending? Wait, what?
So anyways, the photo book features him slightly after he turned 20. So the photo book is titled 20 over 7. Or divide. It's just 20/7. So I'm not sure how that's intended to be pronounced.
Whoa, he's 20 now?
Apparently.
How old was he in 2013 when they filmed Gaim?
I don't know. Look it up. Do the math.
Whoa.
I don't give a fuck. Anyway,
you say it was one of your favorite characters.
Yes, my favorite character. I'm not interested to learn all of the actor's background information.
Wow,
the
less you know. An asshole.
My Hero Takatsugi's photo book, being published by Wani Books, and is set for July 1st release.
That's Canada Day. He's a Canadian.
Hey guys, just so you know, Kamen Rider Gaim has an 8/10 on IMDb. Even IMDb recognizes it as a fucking great show. So
sure,
there you go.
Next on our ongoing steam train of Amazon season 2's cameos.
Steam train.
Shinji Kasahara, who played Time Fire,
aka Ichi's favorite cooking alarm,
Time Fire!
Is going to be cameoing in Amazon season 2.
That is a weird drawing of Crow Amazon.
He apparently appeared in a fifth episode, Rambling Roses, and will appear in the sixth episode, School Days. He plays the role of Captain Fujio, the captain of the Fujio Force. And in the sixth episode, his team will be in a dangerous state.
Oh, God.
And they'll all die because Amazons.
There better be.
If it's a dangerous state, reference. My money's on Oregon. I'll leave now.
Holy shit!
Did you say Gorgon?
No, Oregon. I was. State! I was making an American joke.
Meiji was actually fucking like 16 when he did Gaim, so he actually was like a high school student. Holy fuck!
Can you imagine that? Just going to high school next day and be like, dude, where were you? Oh, it's filming Kamen Rider.
Outside of
school. That's wow.
Oh, with a couple of Invis, they're up to no good.
Start making trouble with everyone.
I put on one little belt and my friends got scared.
Wait a minute. He's 20. I'm 20.
Does that mean you're a rider?
Me and Michi are the same age.
What of it?
Me and Cosme are also the same.
Trying to cast teachers?
Yeah, are you gonna nuke America?
I went to hell. It's finally there.
The way Trump's going.
Let's not get into that.
Oh, do you have a new song for the Christmas album?
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Oh.
The proper romanization of Sholampo's name has been a highly debated topic since Q Ranger started.
Sholampo.
So one subber says Sholampo, another subber says Shao Longbao, but through the publication
time.
Of
like seriously over time, the fuck
yeah. But over through the publication of this T-shirt, the actual romanization of Sholampo's name has been confirmed. It is Shourompo.
Yeah, tell that to Ultraman Zed.
Yeah, I'm still gonna call him Lompo.
I know you will.
Because it sounds better.
You know how many times Zed has had his name changed? First it was Zed, Z-E-E-D. Now, then it was X-E-A-D.
You've complained about this multiple times.
Now it's Jeed.
Why don't you Jeed the F-O?
Get the fuck up.
Oh, Jeed.
Oh, Jeed.
Oh, bother.
Oh, tonight I suck. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Okay, so this t-shirt that is putting out the actual spelling along with this cute little image of him saluting will be released in June and will cost 3240 yen, and it's a very nice shade of purple.
Show Lompo.
Yes. Now you can show Ronpo your fandom.
Just on the back of the shirt. Yeah.
Next.
He has gloves?
I was going to talk about that. Q-Ranger the movie, Toei has posted a recruitment listing for the Q-Ranger movie, revealing that the film will include a scene in Tokyo featuring 300 extras who will dress up as aliens to watch a space pro wrestling program.
And obviously Champ is going to be in it.
Oh, that's how they're going to get in.
Yep.
And then there's going to be Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan, and Ash's Mankey. We're all going to brawl it out. Then Ash is just going to leave his primate behind. I forgot it was a primate, not a Mankey, because I'm a dumbass.
But yeah.
I missed that primate.
That was an episode of Pokemon.
This image that we're looking at for this news article brings up something that probably not a lot of people noticed. Kogama Sky Blue's gloves are actual, like, mittens.
Yep, I noticed that.
He's Canadian.
Mittens aren't exclusively Canadian, you goob.
Yeah, he's dressed up like a polar bear.
Ah, yeah. That's the joke. He's light blue. He's a polar bear. Ha
my,
ha.
My courage is like a bear.
But yeah, that's cute.
I still can't get over his helmet design, how it's an actual bear.
That's what all their designs are, the actual animals! Yeah, or the whatever constellation
they are. It's a roaring bear. It's a chameleon's face with a tongue sticking out in the middle of her forehead.
Oh my god, it is.
It's a swordfish jutting the hell out of his face.
I want to audition to be the Yellow Ranger for Power Rangers Galaxy Quest.
Sure, you do that.
I'm just going to call it Galaxy Quest.
Well, Gar, you better start learning how to cook properly.
But that's going to be the joke. I want to become a cook. That's going to be his thing.
Next. The actor who portrayed Gokai Blue, Yuki Yamada, has posted a tweet saying that he wants to collaborate with the Q-Rangers.
Yes, please.
No.
Yes. We need Gokaiger crossing over
with Q-Ranger. Him or the Gokaiger?
No, he wants Gokaiger Q-Ranger crossover.
Fuck it. Just make a Space Sentai
or,
crossover.
Hell, I'm okay with
Flashman, Denziman.
Gokaiger and Q-Ranger would collab with mesh beautifully.
Just get all the Space Sentais in there.
The Gokaiger's helping the fight Shark Matter.
Yeah. Or if it was just, like, Joe. If it was just Joe by himself, that's fine.
I mean, we did a movie about the three dinosaur Sentais. Why the fuck not?
Well, technically, that was cured versus GoBusters.
You know what I mean.
No, we have Gokaiger.
Yeah, but that's a bad example.
Gokaiger.
But it's an example nonetheless.
Oh, we do Gokaiger, cross Q-Ranger, cross.
No.
Space Sheriff Gavon's. Cross Decker Ranger.
Yeah.
We could call it Super
Uchu
Sentai Universe.
Uchu Sentai Tyson.
Maybe.
Uchu Sentai Tyson. That's going to be the working. Now you need to go watch all the space theme Sentais and then just write a giant story.
Decker Ranger's working alongside Jark Matters.
And fuck it. Throw in Gavon.
Yeah, just throw in Gavon in there. Because
he hasn't.
Charlieman and Shiner.
Because he hasn't been shoved up Sentai's ass enough in the last 5 years.
Guys, can I be a program again?
Sleep!
No, we need our budget.
To bed.
Go to bed, Jerry.
Go to bed, Gavon.
Anyways. So that'd be neat. It'd be neat if something comes of that.
It
we'll see.
It would be cool. That means we can get a Super Mega Force.
Speaking of Gavon versus Decaranger, the poster's been put out.
Mad Gallant looks beautiful.
That's a fucking awesome poster.
I thought you were just calling someone Mad Gallant. That's actually the name of someone?
Yeah, the plot.
I thought you were like, this poster is Mad Gallant, y'all!
No, the character, basically the antagonist
character on, the left?
On the side is Mad Gallant.
That guy is cool.
Yeah. In which he's like a robotic.
Is he from Gavon?
No, he is actually from the outside of the Space Sheriff trilogy. Because
so he's from another Metal Hero.
Yeah, basically like legit, I believe the second series, like the fourth series afterwards.
Okay.
Because he's also cameoing in the series. But no, it's a cool poster.
So yes, the V Cinema Uchikeiji Gavon versus Tokuso Sentai Decaranger Space Squad. Because it also means Uchu Sentai.
Has been unveiled and it's freaking cool. No, legit. That's what the news article says.
It will be premiering in Japanese theaters June 27th.
Wait a minute. This is a theatrical thing?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a DVD thing.
Mm-hmm. This will premiere in Japanese cinemas.
Japan loves Dekaranger.
That is true.
Move past it.
No, because we need Decasember.
Moving
3.
On to our toy news, we have our official images of the DX Buggle Drivers by the Zwei. By the way, we saw some toy review videos of it, and it's not called the Buggle Driver 2. It's pronounced the Buggle Driver Zwei because it's the German number 2. Which of course includes the Kamen Rider Chronicle Gashit that everyone who's watched Xyz will be coveting.
So basically, someone should call up or should contact Angry Joe because this looks like a fucking bootleg.
It does, because it's such weird color palette swap.
I don't mind it.
Maybe that's on purpose because it's being used by the Bugsters.
The first driver was being used by the Bugsters anyway.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, here's our half-ass version. It's a bootleg.
No, it's the limited color edition of the same console.
It's the shiny Buggle Driver.
Yeah.
The colorway that no one wanted.
Yeah. Because this comes with Kamen Rider Chronicle Gashit, that makes this set the transformation device for technically three heroes: the Ride Player, Kamen Rider Poppy, and Kamen Rider Kronos, which may or may not be spelled Kronos. Because I'm seeing a lot of people posting it like that.
Kamen Rider Eclipter.
Basically.
He'll always just be Kamen Rider Eclipter.
And so I've been watching a lot of videos of this set. And you know how the name of the Gashit is on the side?
Yeah.
For this one, even though the name of it is Kamen Rider Chronicle, on the side of the Gashit it just says Rider Chronicle. I guess makes sense because they couldn't fit all that text
in
it.
Watch the candy toy actually gonna have all of it.
I sincerely doubt it.
Like with the Billy the Kid icon, it just said... It either said Billy... Like,
no, you're thinking of the Robin...
Yeah, I'm thinking of Robin Hood.
The Robin Hood icon just said Robin.
On the DX one, it said Robin, but on the candy toy, it actually did say Robin Hood.
Yeah, anyways... This thing has a lot of functionality, way more than the original Buggle Driver.
Oh yeah.
It does stage select, it's got Hisatsus for its beam gun and chainsaw modes.
Yeah, one of them's called Critical Sacrifice and Critical Judgment.
Savages.
Yeah,
you have it in a belt. There's even a if you hit both buttons, it's got like time stopping abilities, which makes sense because Kamen Rider Kronos. Basically.
It restarts too, and just wow.
Oh god, can you imagine? Use Roar. Boom. Everyone's belts just automatically turn off. Just.
Yeah. And of course, the Chronicle Gashit is also compatible with the rest of the Xyz roleplay line, including the Gamer Driver, the weapons, the Kimiwaza slot.
So what would happen if you put it in the Gamer Driver?
There are different sounds. When you put it in, like for level 1, it plays the Ride Player Henshin sound. And then when you open it, if it's in the level 2 slot, it plays a different sound. But if it's in the level 3 slot, it plays the Kronos Henshin sound. Just like with any other level 3 or 4 Gashit.
I meant, like, what would actually happen if you did shove it into the
game. Oh, you mean in-universe?
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
I want to see that.
We all would like to see that.
Yep.
So
I want Nico to do it with Taiga's belt when he dies.
Yeah, like, wouldn't it be awesome if, like, she picks up a driver and just puts in the Chronos?
Well, Taiga's dead.
Nico is Kamen Rider Chronos!
That would actually be cool.
Thank you for being my bait.
I'm still hoping it's Dan the Man.
No, I actually have evidence why it isn't.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to edit this in later, or like the image in later, but someone put up a video of the latest update to the Gundam Rising arcade game. Now, in that game, whenever you change to a form that is of the same character, they'll actually change form, but if you summon an assist rider who actually is a different character, they will actually step in and assist. And someone put a video of every rider in Xyz, including Genmu, like, and then they activated the Kamen Rider Chronicle Gashit, and then Kronos stepped in as a separate character. Which means, unless the game is lying to us, no one currently using a belt is Kronos. Which means, I think, it is Dan Masamune.
It's Iguri Madoka! Sorry, pretty sure joke.
It's Hiro's dad.
No!
Interesting.
He's the bug surfer dance dad.
No.
Anyways, there's some evidence to why it is not Dan.
We'll see.
Now can everybody just go shut the fuck up?
Not until we actually see it happen.
Yeah.
You watch.
Hey, Hey, Itchy?
Yeah.
I will refute that statement on at least a couple points with X-Aid.
Uh-huh.
This show has been absolutely famous for taking things that they usually do and going, psych! Fucking the flowers?
Well, I mean, that's one side of it, but...
Yeah. What to the flowers?
Graphite's actor received flowers, which indicates that they're done with filming, but he came back.
No, I know that. It's just, why did you have to say it like that?
Because he assumed we all knew context, which we did.
Yeah. No, it's this show has so far been taking things Toei usually does and saying nope.
Well, yeah, but this is the arcade game we're talking about. It's not exactly the same situation.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was something they just did.
I kind of hope it is Dan Masamune, though, because we haven't seen him at all. I feel like he's too important of a character for them to just drop like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean like Hero's Dad?
He pops in and out. Anyways, so the Buggle Driver 2 and Kamen Rider Chronicle Gashit set, which Lane and I will both be getting, base price of 70-20 yen, May 13th release.
Huh.
Yep.
And hot on the trails of that, we have the images of the Tokimeki Crisis Gashit.
It's pretty!
It's pink.
So, I watched the video review of this one, too, and if you watch the show, when she first uses it, like, you hear the lower voice going, Tokimeki Crisis! And in the toy version, you can actually get both versions of it. Like, one where it does that, and one where Poppy says it in her normal voice.
So that's like a reversal.
Oh, wait, it does both?
Yeah.
So basically it's like one will play and then like the next time around.
No, it's like if you push the button once, you'll get it in a normal voice, and if you push the button again, you'll get the dark voice.
Oh, okay.
So yes, this is compatible with the rest of the line. It's meant to be used in the Buggle Driver's Y, but it can be used in anything else. It costs 1620 yen base price, set for May 13th release, same day as the Buggle Driver's Y. So it'll probably come out to about $30 like every other gashit. Mm-hmm. Next. Look, it's SH Figure Arts, not Laser Yet. AKA Kamen Rider Drive Type Special.
No, Ichi. It's, hey, it's not SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Kiva yet.
This is what they're choosing to focus their development time on. Oh, Drive Type Special, which was on screen for a total of maybe 10 minutes at best.
Because they're doing Type Dark. Fuck it. We have to do this.
Yeah. Anyways, so there were teaser images posted. No info on price or release date, but it's probably happening.
I like Type Special. It's cool.
Yeah. As I mentioned when we talked about the movie, I feel like there's too many colors at play here.
Eh.
I like how Dark Drive is just sitting down there like, hi. My head's just here.
Yep.
Hey guys, remember me?
Hey guys, buy me too.
I'm cooler than him.
Yeah, alright.
I remember when my voice cracked there. It's just...
Next.
Jesus Christ.
Official Stop images for...
his name in vain.
No, fuck you.
Official images for Kamen Rider Drive SIC Heart Roid Mute.
That is fucking pretty.
It looks a lot better than the figure art.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Because someone did do like a photo comparison. It's like, okay, so this is what it looked like in the show. Here's the figure art. Here's the SIC.
He has like heart-shaped wings. I didn't even know Heart had wings.
I love how it
was in his concept art.
The box art, like with the font and the way they're posed, makes it look like a Final Fantasy game.
It does.
No, man. From the way of the box, it looks like a perfume. Hot. For all your demons.
Gross. Okay, so this figure stands 210 millimeters tall, comes with a set of interchangeable hands. It is a premium Bandai web exclusive, surprising no one. 88.56 yen base price, October release. Pre-orders will start on May 12th.
That's tomorrow. Or no.
Well,
that's today.
That is the day that we are recording.
In Japan, that's today.
Hey.
Next, SH Figure Arts Helldiver, aka Zekros's bike. Because this was necessary.
It's called a Hell Diver? That's an awesome name for a bike.
Because it has horns.
Ooh, horns.
Well, Ichi, they've done every other bike for the Showa era riders.
I know.
Might as well do Zed Cross. Now, where the fuck is Zedo and Jay's bike?
They're sent to Tom!
Yeah.
Like with all the other SH Figure Art Comrade, Showa Era Comrade or motorcycles, there will be a release just of the bike, and then there will also be a two-pack with Zed Cross with the bike.
Are you sure? The article does not say so.
They've done it so far with every other one.
Okay, this article doesn't say so.
Well, then maybe not.
The bike is 175 millimeters in length, comes with a special pedestal and stage, premium Bandai Web exclusive, 5,400 yen, October release, pre-orders opening May 12th.
So where is the J bike? I want my Kamen Rider J bike.
Gar wants the J off.
No, I want the SH Figure Arts like giant J.
No, I want the SH Figure Arts Shin button on the way. Shin didn't have a bike.
Womp womp.
Can we have SH Figure Arts Space Baby?
No.
What the fuck? Oh yeah.
Shin Space Baby.
No, I blocked that out.
No. Space Baby.
Next. Official images of the next Q Thomas set.
Hey guys, look, it's Odin Oja.
So, this is Itay, which is Sagittarius, and Hebi, which is Serpens.
Savages.
Yeah. And there's some pretty nice images when they are used in Kireno.
Oh, that's a snake one.
Yep.
It's like coming out of a pot. It's like simmering.
So, Q Thomas set 3 costs 756 yen. Base price, May 13th release.
So, it's the Kamen Rider.
My god, that is tomorrow!
So,
for us.
So, it's Kamen Rider Hawk Galley and Kamen Rider Kaw set?
Sorry, I had to.
No, that's fine. Next!
Can you guys hear me still? Because I moved the mic again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, that's good.
Power Rangers Operation Overdrive coming on DVD. Who fucking cares? Move on. Literally, no, move on.
DVD set 1607, released on August 8th.
We don't care. Operation Overdrive sucks.
Hey,
what do we got?
Hey, you can't blame Operation Overdrive for it to suck. It was made during the writer's strike.
Shut up, Dax!
Power Rangers Dino Supercharge Complete Series DVD.
We talked about this last week.
4-disc set.
It's still pretty, though.
Fine.
Maybe we did. Fuck it. 1998, June 27th.
Fine.
Next.
Here's my news.
Wait, it's coming out June 27th, 1998?
Yes.
Whoa! Holy shit!
Speaking of the 90s.
I don't think DVDs existed then, sir.
You know what? While you guys are talking about this next story, I'm going to look up when the DVD was invented.
Good.
Go ahead and do it, Lane.
Alright.
Oh, I will.
Talk about this coloring book of a comic.
Alright.
It is a coloring book! Fuck! Adult coloring book!
The DVD was created in
1995. Oh!
It got released in 1998.
Wait. DVD stands for Digital Versatile Disc? That's what the V means?
Yeah.
I did not know that!
What do you think it was pronounced? Dividend?
I thought it was Digital Video Disc!
Sounds like Lane needs much more experience
with
the V.
Why is it versatile?
Well, you can use it for more than video, but I thought it was video as well.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, guys. I just have the Fat Albert scene stuck in my head. Guys, look, it's us. Yeah, we're coming out on...
Dividend. I love that movie.
Sounds like Lane needs a lot more experience with the V. Womp, womp.
I'll throw the green penis at you.
Anyway.
God, read the fucking article, please.
It's the name of this episode, Green Penises. Frozen
green
bag of
penis.
Green penises.
Green penises, alright then.
Green penises.
Green penises. Reasons.
And just it's just a picture of frozen bag of peas.
Okay.
I've had my laugh.
Right. Are you going to read this or shall I?
I'm trying to get my cheekbones to come down. There we go. Okay, so 3 new Boom Studio things are coming down.
3 new fun publications.
Yeah. Ooh. In which one of them is legit, like Ichi said, an adult coloring book. It legit says adult coloring.
Several
there are
times.
Such things as adult coloring books, Gar.
In which
what specifically makes them adult coloring books?
Because they're more difficult to draw and color in.
Sex scenes.
With Power Rangers, I'm down.
Well, I mean, there's an adult coloring book I saw where literally you color in, like, words like, fuck you, and I fucking hate life. I'm not even joking. That's a coloring book.
That sounds like someone's therapy experiment.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a therapy coloring
the
book.
The next book, if we go down.
This coloring book will be on shelves August 30th in comic shops and September 5th in bookstores because, for some reason, they necessitate different release dates in different types of stores!
Well, September... is August 30th a Wednesday?
No. Is it just because comic shops have to be snooty and nerdy and go, we got it first! Fuck you!
Exactly. Yes.
And it will retail at $16.99.
And then there is the poster book, which comes with over... featuring 20 removable posters. So it is...
That's cool.
Yeah, but the posters probably aren't that big.
That's fine. I don't have a lot of space, but
I like the cover though of it.
The cover looks cool.
Yeah, I want that as a poster. Fuck it, just give me that as a poster. Take all my money for that poster.
Just remove the cover of the book. Dump the rest in the trash.
And then there's lastly the.
Well, gotta get all the details all right, out. Fine. The poster book will be available in comic book stores September 13th and in bookstores September 19th, and will retail for $19.99.
Holy shit!
What?
Apparently the Blu-ray disc was made in 2002.
Yeah?
Wow! Yeah.
What does Blu-ray stand for, Lane?
Blue.
Because the disc is blue. Anyways, and then lastly, Bloom Comics.
Blu-ray.
We're releasing on Blu-ray Comics.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Year 1 Collector's Edition, which I like to call Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Bullshit. Because
okay.
Basically, it's the first 12 issues, like issues.
Well, it's
issues
13,
0
it's
to
issues
12.
0 to 12. So there's 13.
Yeah, there's 13.
Learn to math, Gar.
In this hardcover book, in which that's not even. So basically, you're left off during the middle of a fucking arc. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Boom.
It's almost like they want you to buy more.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy this because this is fucking $75.
They'll make a second volume.
It also features bonus material like a cover gallery, character designs, the ongoing adventures of Bulk and Skull.
Oh yeah, that ended in issue 12, so that would.
And a new fun. And a new story from series writer Kyle Higgins.
Fuck! I don't want to buy this. That is $75.
It'll be available October 4th in comic book stores and October 10th in bookstores. Why? What is the reason for this? Staggered release!
Because comic book stores like everything on Wednesdays.
There you go.
It's like releasing a video game as a timed exclusive.
It's like with movies nowadays. Oh, you can buy it digitally HD this week. 3 weeks later, you can finally get the physical fucking copy.
Well, I mean, it seems like Alan Wake is now a timed exclusive because it's going getting shut down soon.
Alan Wake
you
is
mean,
on...
Like, yeah, you mean like Tatsunoko versus Capcom disappeared from every shelf ever?
Sorry, Emily, your volume's low.
Oh, sorry, it was because of copyright issues, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about Alan Wake, it was because of music licensing issues.
Which is still copyright.
Yeah, so... So yeah,
can you hear me better now, or...?
Kind of.
Yeah, we can hear you better.
But the situation with Alan Wake is because of the music licensing issues, the game is currently 90% off on sale before being pulled from both PSN and Xbox Live stores this Monday.
Well, good
so
thing I already have.
If you like Alan Wake, buy it now because if this comes out on time, today is your last chance.
I need to replay that game. It's so good.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but on the subject of obscure mystery video games, if you like Deadly Premonition, there's a board game version of it coming out that's being funded on Kickstarter. It's already reached its goal. It reached it within like half a day, but it's still going, and the stretch goals are making it more and more awesome. So if you like Deadly Premonition and board games, or
like,
either one.
I watched the Game Grumps play that game, and I get that hearing York and talk is like bizarrely entertaining for a weird reason, but I can't say I understand the love behind that game aside from that.
I don't know.
Watch longer. It gets really weird and funny.
It's like movies where they have like cult followings after a long period of time.
Yeah,
oh, like Scott Pilgrim.
Movie as a game.
Yeah, pretty much.
I need to interrupt. That's
no,
not
that,
having
that's
that was
fine.
A good fact. That was very nice.
I saw that you were paying close attention to that.
And third thing, what I don't like about this Year 1 thing, is the cover. I don't mind the whole like in the middle, Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Year 1 Collector Edition, but why is the back of it just Tommy?
Because it's
It should have been all the Rangers.
Because it's Tommy.
Because Tommy is the one everyone likes.
I fucking hate Tommy Oliver.
Just, you are in the minority.
JDF is a decent guy. I just hate how his character is over fucking saturated.
Hey,
he has the shield.
Don't diss the White Ranger,
and
please.
The cool helmet.
He's one of my favorite white.
To me, he'll always be the Black Ranger that was frozen in ice.
Okay.
Okay.
Next. Godzilla, King of Monsters, casts Anthony Ramos.
Okay.
Who?
Known for his role in the Hamilton musical, and this is why I decided to include this, because he has been cast as Corporal Mendoza!
Oh, God.
Wait, what's it? Mendoza?
Yeah, in the Godzilla King of Monsters movie, described as a person who keeps calm and cool on the surface, but whose bravery isn't to be underestimated in battle.
Oh, God, we have...
The film will be released...
Your aspirations.
The film will be released March 22nd, 2019!
And then 2020 King Kong vs. Godzilla, which actually, another quick fact about that, instead of it coming out on May 29th, it's now moved up to May 22nd, 2020.
Quick facts with Gar.
Hooray, it's like a week sooner, fucking 3 years from now.
Alright, yeah. we get a week preview of the movie.
A week preview. Yeah.
Anyways, that's the news, unless someone else has something else.
I got a Black Series Darth Vader figure. It's fucking awesome.
Hooray. I kind of have some news.
Yeah. Okay. It's Ultraman news?
Actually, no, it's the reason why there was no Enter the Amazon this week. In which, the reason why there was no Enter the Amazon this week was because I went back to Dunville. Basically, that's where I grew up. In which, on May 11th, 2017, my cat sadly passed away. In which, so basically, instead of being here to record, I was with him on his final days.
Good on you, sir. Well, we make your cat an honorary cast ranger.
In which?
A cast ranger, in fact. Let us begin the ceremonial opening of the pops.
Yep. I know I swore off pop.
Open pop!
I knew I swore off pop at the beginning of April, but the Tigger.
Kanpai.
Kanpai. Love you, Tigger.
Clank.
Cheers to him.
Oh, God. After not having...
Oh, God! That's so good!
Much like with his name, he was the only one.
I mean, I do have a can of Pepsi here, but this is Anthony's Pepsi.
I just want to say that I know that Tigger was very close to you, and I never got a chance to meet him, but I'm sure that if he was by your side, then he was really happy, and... I hope he's with Angel now too.
He's with Bluey now.
He's getting infinite treats in heaven.
And he's with Bluey. So he beat all of us to Bluey. That son of a bitch.
By the way, Lane, good to know Anthony's more important than Gar's cat.
Hey, I love Tigger. He was an awesome cat.
Yeah, man, he's my baby.
He's a cute fat cat.
In which, you know, I'm actually shocked I'm not crying, but then again I cried for like fucking 3 days straight. So I don't think I can actually come up with a tear right now.
Aww. Well, rest in peace, Tigger. We loved you.
We love you, Tigger.
This episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger is dedicated to you.
And all I can say is, TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
Yep.
Too soon?
Yes! The spidgin!
Okay, bye, everybody.
Have a good night, everyone.
Bye, everyone.